From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday, the 19th of December. The Victorian Supreme Court will today decide under what conditions one of the country's most notorious terrorists will be released back into the community. Abdul Benbrika, who was found guilty of leading a terror group that allegedly planned to blow up the MCG, has been behind bars since 2005, but his sentence and continuing detention order are now almost up, with the court expected to order his release before Christmas with an extended supervision order in place. Moving on, the Weather Bureau has released its Christmas Day forecast. It's going to be cloudy around the country, unfortunately. Sydney will be 26, Canberra 24, Brisbane 32, Darwin 36, Perth 32, Adelaide 24, Melbourne 21 and Hobart 18. In other news, $70 million is up for grabs in tonight's Oz Lotto draw. It's the second biggest prize offered by any Australian lottery game this year. Here's Matt Hart from The Lot.
It's a huge jackpot, and I'm sure many Australians wouldn't mind receiving it as an early Christmas present. That's why we expect up to 1 in 5 adult Aussies to have a ticket in their hand for Tuesday night's draw.
Overseas now, the Pope has announced a big change to Vatican policy, with the pontiff giving the okay for priests to bless same-sex couples. The church hasn't changed its stance on same-sex unions, though, saying marriage is between a man and a woman only. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To movie news, George Clooney has revealed if he'd be willing to play Batman again. The actor played the Caped Crusader in the widely panned 1997 film Batman and Robin before making a quick cameo as Bruce Wayne in the Flash movie released earlier this year.
Could they convince you again?
I don't think there's enough drugs in the world.
And finally, a dress worn by Princess Diana has sold for a record amount at auction. The gown, which she wore in the mid-80s, was expected to go for about $150,000. It ended up fetching $1.4 million. How about that? That is the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Get the latest from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.